Welcome to The Elusive Truth with Sometimes Larry. Larry did not make it again today. Unfortunately, he is stuck probably somewhere from here to Wisconsin. He's coming back from taking care of some family matters. The snow and ice has been plaguing the country now for the past 2 days. Anyway, Gary hopefully will be with us next week. He has so much to say. I talked to him, and you'll be blown away with the stuff he's got to say, as always. But with that, we're going to start with something that from China. I don't know if you've been seeing what's been going on there. But there's been a lot of protests. The Chinese people, they're tired of the lockdowns, and they have really been pushed to the limit. So here's a piece by Dave Rubin on the Rubin Report, China, the COVID lockdown. And again, it's one of the things that most people don't know because the media has been blacking out on this. So have a listen and enjoy. It's very interesting.
Here's a little bit more from the Daily Wire on what's going on in China. Chinese citizens are protesting the communist nation's strict COVID policies, with at least one demonstration turning violent. Protests intensified over the weekend in major cities across China, including Beijing, Shanghai, and Wuhan. According to media reports, a demonstration in Shanghai eventually devolved into chaos, with police clashing with protesters and deploying pepper spray. The protests emerged as a response to the zero COVID policies imposed by the Chinese Communist government since the beginning of the pandemic. Now, there are hundreds and hundreds, probably far more than that, of videos going across, mostly across Twitter right now, because Twitter is less censored than some of the other social media platforms because of that scary Elon Musk guy, of chaos in China and people literally locked in buildings, people begging from 40 floors up, begging for food, little children being separated from their parents, horrible stuff. Are you seeing that on CNN? Is Washington Post doing much about that? Is MSNBC covering that? Isn't that bizarre? Sort of like the election stuff that's happening down in Brazil. Why didn't mainstream media cover that? It's almost as if they don't like when you can see that you, the people, have some power and you can organize against the powers that be. Very bizarre. I'm going to have to think about that a little bit more. Here's some video of these COVID protests. This is Wuhan, China. It's actually earlier this morning, I think. These people have had enough. There's no such thing as a zero COVID policy that no one will get sick. The virus exists in nature. It exists in the world. The communist government is using it as an excuse to crack down on its people, to show them that they can't fight the government, to make them more dependent on the government. Does it sound a little familiar to what's going on here in America? It's just to a different degree. And then when you think about the people that literally voted for it again a couple of weeks ago, that said, hey, you locked me down. You didn't let me go to work. You kicked my kid out of school. Sure, my kid's having speech delays, blah, blah, blah. Let's give you some more power over me.
Well, I'm glad to see that some people are trying to fight this and trying to make their lives better, because this whole lockdown stuff is for the birds. And as I said before, you won't hear this on the mainstream media. They're trying to suppress this information because the power is in with the people, not the governments. The governments want you to believe this. And it's going to take some time for these new generation of kids here in the United States to figure this out, because us old timers already know what's up. And with that, I don't want to harp on it too much. But again, this craziness, it's wintertime, flu is up, and I heard L.A. is doing masks. You have to wear your masks again. Just stupid stuff. I mean, people have lost all common sense. And it's just showing that the government is just telling you what to do and they don't want to hear anything else. So moving on, I got another little piece. I don't know if you heard, but again, the Biden administration is just atrocious. And the antics of the employment or the employers or the workers of the Biden administration are just unbelievable. So this is Fox News, Gutfeld. How did this nutcase get security clearance? I know you have heard about the gender what do they call that? The binary gender, whatever they're talking about. We all know there's two genders. That's it. And they want to believe that that's so they can do that. I don't give a crap. But anyway, have a listen. This is pretty good. Always good to hear from Gutfeld.
A senator asks who's to blame for hiring the thief from baggage claim. And if he was so quickly disgraced, how was he ever in charge of nuclear waste? I speak of the Sam Brinton. That's his mugshot. The non-binary, hairless and careless former Biden energy official allegedly behind two luggage thefts in Minneapolis and Vegas. Since we last reported on Sam's airport follies, he's lost his job as, quote, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition at the Department of Energy's Office of Nuclear Energy. The real tragedy, that title will never be a Wheel of Fortune puzzle. He has soiled it. This embarrassing scandal raises two very important questions. How the hell did this nutcase get a security clearance when I can't? And is there any red lipstick left for the rest of us? Republican Senator John Barrasso is demanding answers to both those questions. I'm lying. But Barrasso, is calling on the Energy Department to launch an internal investigation into its security clearance process, saying it's in America's national security interest. If the DOE had done just a little social media vetting, they would have found a treasure trove of pics of Sam engaged in kinky puppy play, and that a certain foreign object is probably not a chew toy. Well, I mean, it could be used as one. And not that there's anything wrong with puppy play, as long as it's between two consenting adults who test negative for heartworm. So the senator wants a probe into Sam's vetting process. A probe? Something tells me Sam will welcome that with open arms. Aaron, why do you think it took so long to fire this guy?
Well, I certainly don't think this administration wanted to fire a non-binary individual. Mm-hmm. I think that was probably one of their biggest hangups. And Sam did pass a security clearance. That is a good question that Senator Barrasso is asking. How did that happen? But do you want to be the federal agent who's going through this guy's background, who's looking at that kind of photo on social media, yeah, being like, so do you think you can keep nuclear secrets? How do you be the what it looks like could be ignorant federal agent when you try to ask questions of a non-binary individual, and then you go to the Biden administration and you have to say, so I've got concerns about your non-binary individual in this very woke administration. You don't want to be that federal agent. There's certainly a really important conversation that should be had about how do you vet somebody who lives like this so publicly in the future without being rude, I guess.
I just thought about this. If Sam identifies as a they, does he get double the unemployment benefits? Because that's a really good, if I'm a they, I would get lots of stuff, Kat.
Fine, I'm a city.
You actually identify as Minneapolis.
City, yeah, pay taxes, let's go.
Kat, could it be that, could you look at this from the opposite perspective and saying that when you have super bizarre stuff online, it's almost like you can't be blackmailed?
Yeah, plus, I mean, are we insinuating that you don't deserve a security clearance just because you're a little kinky?
That's not a little.
Doesn't matter. I don't want to, lump all of the non-stupid, non-stealing, kinky people in with Sam.
You're absolutely right.
He's a dumbass, or they is a dumbass. They is a criminal. They is a stupid criminal. But I'm sure there's lots of kinky people everywhere that, you know, are very qualified. I'm sure there's kinky patriots.
Yes, I mean, look at Larry Kudlow.
Yeah.
If you want to
do that, then go ahead and do that. Don't be stealing people's luggage repeatedly from an airport.
I have this idea, Tyrus. He's now unemployed. Should we hire him as...
No!
Travel... Hear me out!
No!
Travel correspondent! Travel correspondent!
No!
No?
Stop.
Okay.
He's not qualified for that either. He's not even going to find his suitcase.
The best part is one of those times he picked up a suitcase and he didn't even check a bag. Like, you can't even claim plausible deniability.
Be like, you know what? Not to hire this individual.
So strange. What? And I think that's the point that Kat just raised. I mean, you have to be bullied. You can't actually call something out because you're afraid that you're going to insult him, her, because she's binary. I mean, I just think that you do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I want to just play this thing out. I don't think it's about it's obviously not about non-binary. It's about fetishism, okay? This is a fetishist who hides behind the gend trend, kind of like the giant-breasted implant lady from Ottawa, Canada, correct, huh? You can applaud. Thank you. In your face, Kat. People still care about that story. I'm going to win a Pulitzer. My point being that fetishism is different than gender. If I decided that I wanted to come, I'm a nudist, and that's but that's part of being non-binary, then that means that people can't object. But it's a fetish. It's not an identity. Do you follow it?
Whatever you choose to do or not do, in my case, in the bedroom, then you should. It needs to be in the bedroom. There. What bothers me about this is. Both those individuals that you mentioned, both, according to science, is going to shock people, were born men.
Mm-hmm.
And if they stayed men, stay with me now, if they stayed men, if they continue to identify as a man, and they got into politics and they had these behaviors, they would be out of their job as soon as it went out. As soon as it was like Gutfeld ties up men and makes them bark like dogs and does stuff to them. You'd be fired. No questions asked.
Yeah.
Moral code. Done. Yeah. And it's not fair. It's not fair to binary people because their gender is how they feel. It has nothing to do with what they're doing in their bedroom.
Yeah.
And if their sexuality is that, they're not exposing that. Mm-hmm. And there's like a rule across the board. You can be whatever you want to be, but your moral code has to have something to do with it. And see, they throw out the moral code, and then that's why there's no vetting.
Yeah.
He just checked the box. So you can't vet him.
No, you can't.
Or her, or whatever that. I'm sorry, I'm with you. I'm the Peterson thing. What's the Sam? You can't vet Sam. You can't check on Sam because he's the first.
Yes.
And he might have some stuff there, but we're making history here.
Right. Let me, I want to bring in, are you going to be covering this on Mornings with Me?
We haven't done a lot on this.
Do you know what? But it's like I call it a news porcupine. Even the media is afraid to touch the story because ouch, I might prick myself.
You're right. It's not right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and the national security clearance. Mm-hmm. Who's vetting these people?
Yeah, no, they decided.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, he was immune. He was a porcupine. Nobody wanted to get close. And now we've all learned a valuable
virtue
lesson.
Virtue signaling was more important than actually checking to see if he had virtue.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, there you go. A gender-neutral guy that shows his queerness as much as he can, apparently steals for fun, and he's running the Department of Energy and has a security clearance that most people will never be able to obtain. Just shows you how crazy the Biden administration is and what they are doing to this country. It's unbelievable. This is just one guy. We know there's more, or female, or whatever he is. I don't know. But anyway, that's enough of that craziness. I'm sure if you want to hear more about it, a picture is worth 1,000 words, apparently, especially when you see pictures of this guy. It's just unbelievable. And I'm trying to be nice. Well, I like to end up with something funny for you guys. Now, this is from Johnny B., who I found on YouTube. It's called Mary Spicy Friday, and it was pretty funny. And you got to remember, this is coming from YouTube, so it's more of a visual thing. But if you listen to it, it's actually pretty funny, and the guy's spot on some things. So enjoy. Again, this is Johnny B., Mary Spicy Friday.
Ready to beat the dead horse? I am. Can't help it. Cannot help myself. Here we go. Spicy Friday starts now. I can't. I just saw it. Next. Name something Michelle Obama and Brittany Griner have in common. Ding dongs. Parents. This is probably not the episode for little bits. Little ones. Maybe not. Next. I stand to urinate. All right. Got it out of the way. Next. Here comes Santa. Ho, ho, ho. Dear Santa, I am
vaccinated.
So I don't need presents. I wish for equality and for Elon Musk to stop destroying the world. Santa. In the face. Little dark. That's why they call it Spicy Friday and not Nutmeg and Cinnamon Friday. Next, Elon says, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. Nina said, pronouns aren't a joke. Hilaria says, knock, knock, Candy. Who's there, there, and there? I can do this. Next, help. I'm having a coincidence. Next, how effective is the V? 100%? No. 96%? He's running away, folks. 84. 42. Nah, it's AIDS. It's kind of where we're at now. That's kind of where we're at. Next. This is real. My understanding of this is real. Sean over at Pew Pew Tactical, I think he's the one that sent this to me. Maybe Mr. Gunsgear. So one of y'all sent it to me. Maybe Mr. Gunsgear. I think Sean did. To hell with the Alamo. Alamo. Rember. Pearl Harbor. I didn't believe this was real. He said it's real. Pearl Harbor. People. Next. Okay, this one's a little long, but I think it's funny. Trigicon on the top versus Hollow Sun or Holo Sun, either one. Trigicon, lots of dollar signs. High labor costs due to obese Midwestern employees. Registered Dems on payroll. Voted for Hillary. Who spelled Hillary like that? In 2016, thinks reasonable gun control compromises are okay. Has to overcharge you because she is overcharging the government too. Folds like origami when faced with competition on the free market. Holo Sun. $3 signs. Ping Ping has never voted for a Dem in her life. Doesn't even know what one is. Somehow manages to innovate more while charging a modest amount to stay competitive. Dreams of a strong American warrior to take her away. Every site made with love and care. It's funny. What do y'all think about that? That's funny. It's clever. Mr. Gunsinger sent that to me, and I thought that was very original. Ping Ping. She's never voted Dem. It's a long ride to get to that one. I thought it was funny. Next. Sir, any mental illness in the family? My cousin thinks people are dying suddenly from climate change. Next. Pessimist. The glass is half empty. Optimist. The glass is half full. Leftist. The water's racist. Next. It's me, Mario Carditis. Ugh. Dang that climate change. Next. So proud of our 6-year-old son. He came out as a pirate. We've known since he was 2 months old. Children's Hospital agreed to pop out an eye for his patch, slice off a hand for his hook, and saw off a leg for his peg leg. His pronouns are puh and irate. We are so proud. His choice. Next. Do you believe the two-way is absolute? Me. We sent him home, didn't we? We sent him home. Next. Safe dog handling tips. Greeting a dog. Normal people. Joe Biden. Next. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, or, you know, right here and now. It's crazy over there. Y'all been watching that? Crazy. Crazy time. Next. This is the one. I've been laughing at this all day. I can't do it. It was the best of Shires. It was the worst of Shires. Oh, geez. That makes my heart happy. Makes my heart very happy. One of you people sent that. Next. Y'all want to go dark? It's dark and funny. If you die and get cremated, you can be put into an hourglass and still be included in family game night. Thanks, Pawpaw. Next. Oh, Billy Baldwin says this. MAGA is still furious that Brittany Griner was released. Is it because she's black, a woman, an activist, or all of the above? Isabella says, no, we're actually still mad that your brother shot and killed a woman and has had no consequences. Is it because he's a rich, a man, a Democrat, or all of the above? That's why we do Spicy Friday. Not bad. Next. Do you want to see my Spotify Wrapped? Back in my day, we listened to CDs. What are CDs? CDs nuts. Dumb joke, but that's my way of protesting all that Spotify rap stuff over the last 2 weeks. So dumb. Do you want to see who I listen to the most? No, not really. No. Pass. Next. Victor Bout looks like a male version of Tim Kennedy. Drama lama, go! Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Oh, geez. I posted that over on Instagram, and y'all were pretty clever. One guy said, of those two dudes, one believes everyone should be able to own guns, and the other one's Tim Kennedy. Whew. Y'all are some spicy meatballs yourself. Next, depression time. Very few people know this, but the little pocket on your jeans is for your paycheck after taxes. Next. When I was a kid, bedtime was 9 p.m. I couldn't wait to be a grown-up so I could go to bed anytime that I wanted. Turns out that's 9 p.m. How many of y'all are with me? Parents, I told you no kids, but what do you do? Y'all are adults. Do what you want. Next. See anything? FBI. Nope. Not yet. They're in conjunction with the DNC. Lockstep. The enforcement branch. Next, little spicy meatball. Choosing your wife is the most important financial decision you will ever make. Small writing, $7 million settlement, $200,000 a month for child support. $36 billion and $76 billion. Woof. Woof. But only one pooped the bed. Next. When you tell everyone you're leaving Twitter because of Elon, and it gets the most likes you've ever had. It's funny. That really is happening. Next. Tim runs his mouth. American treasure. Hey, guys. Did you guys know there's a professional women's basketball league? You don't say. Thanks, Tim. Next. This is real. Not a meme. NBC says, Chef Gordon Ramsay is facing backlash on TikTok after posting a video in which he appeared to select a lamb to slaughter for a meal, rubbing his hands together while repeatedly saying, yummy. Zuby said, Gen Z discovers the origins of meat. Yummy. Next, Please Don't Infringe says, same people that buy oceanfront property while telling you sea levels are rising are also selling weapons across the world and releasing arms dealers while telling you that guns are dangerous. The one that sells the panic sells the cure. Next. He's a Jonesin'. Y'all been following that? The nuclear dude Jonesin' for a suitcase. He is headed to prison over suitcases. Suitcases. Next. Grand old memes. This is true. FBI, Twitter, and DHS all in it together. They're all having themselves a little party together on your nickel. Let's go to the B. Next. China threatens to fire senators who voted for TikTok ban. Next. White House lit up with symbol of religious cult. Next. Government warns that with Elon owning Twitter, they will only control 97% of the media. B's on fire this week. That's why I grouped them together. Shall we continue? Next. Christmas canceled after Sam Brighton steals Santa's sack. Oh, geez. He did. Did that dude have the nuclear codes? Did he? Next. Zelensky seen sitting on Mall Santa's lap asking for another $50 billion. What did I say last week? Largest money laundering scheme in human history. Transference of wealth. yours. Next, Dems be like, still better than the T-Man. Mm-hmm. Next, me, I'm still tired from all this CrossFit this morning. My coworker, it's pronounced croissant and you ate three of them. And my pick for favorite of the week, before you see this, obviously it's a Photoshop, but the part of this is not a Photoshop. That's real. Google that. You're going to have yourself a good time. Shall we beat a Christmas dead horse? Yeah, why not? Woobies in stock. Grab them while the getting is good. You people, thank you for everything. I mean that. If I don't catch you next, I'll be here next week. But if you're traveling, Merry Christmas to you. I'll say that again next week. Love all y'all. Love you people and the you people army. Love y'all. I really do. Merry Christmas to y'all. Are you ready? Next. Sound off like you got a pair.
Now, if you had any issues with listening to that, I suggest you go over to Johnny B. Merry Spicy Friday and look at the memes that he's comparing this to, and it'll make more sense. But if you're up on your, I guess, politics and news of the week, you'll probably understand what's going on for the most part. But check him out, Johnny B. Like I said, he is commenting on memes that it's pretty funny and spot on. Now, moving ahead, we are going to do a little SNL Steve Martin, A Holiday Wish, 1986. This was season 20 on Saturday Night Live. This is when it was actually funny. So have a listen and enjoy.
If I had one wish that I could wish this holiday season, it would be that all the children of the world to join hands and sing together in a spirit of harmony and peace. If I had two wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be for all the children of the world to join hands and sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. And the second would be for $30 million a month to be given to me. Tax-free in a Swiss bank account. You know, if I had three wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first, of course, would be for all the children to get together and sing. The second would be for the $30 million every month to me. And the third would be for all-encompassing power over every living being and the entire universe. And if I had four wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be the crap about the kids. Second would be for the 30 million. The third would be for all the power. And the fourth would be to set aside 1 month each year to have an extended 31-day orgasm. To be brought about slowly by Rosanna Arquette and that model Paulina somebody, I can't think of her name. Of course, my lovely wife can come too. And she's behind me 100% on this, I guarantee you. Wait a minute, maybe that sex thing should be the first wish. So if I made that the first wish, you know, because it could all go boom tomorrow, then what do you got, you know? No, the kids singing would be great. That would be nice. But wait a minute, who am I kidding? I mean, they're not going to be able to get all those kids together. I mean, the logistics of the thing, it's impossible. More trouble than it's worth. So we reorganize. Here we go. First, the sex thing. We go with that. Second, the money. No, we go with the power second, then the money, and then the kids. Oh, wait. Oh, geez, I forgot about revenge against my enemies. Okay, I need revenge against all my enemies. They should die like pigs in hell. That would be the fourth wish. And, of course, my fifth wish would be for all the children of the world to join hands and sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. Thank you, everybody. And Merry Christmas.
In the year 2020, I don't think SNL would ever put anything like that out again. And kind of going along with the same theme, here we have another great SNL artist, Adam Sandler. 1994, SNL season 20 with Happy Hanukkah. Do you remember this one?
Tonight is the seventh night of Hanukkah, and here to sing a Hanukkah song is Adam Sandler.
That was good. Thank you. Thanks very much. When I was a kid, this time of year always made me feel a little left out because in school there were so many Christmas songs, and all us Jewish kids had was the song Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. And So I wrote a brand new Hanukkah song for you Jewish kids to sing, and I hope you like it. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do Kirk Douglas, James Caan, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish and Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonica celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, Dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not. But guess who is? All 3 Stooges. Oh, boy. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I think his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica, but don't smoke marijuana. If you really, really wanna, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Thank you.
Well, did you remember that one? A blast from the past. Now, the last segment I have for you, again, is from SNL. And it's going to be even older than that. It is going to be Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. Do you guys remember that? Or are you guys way too young for this stuff? Anyway, this was 1984, season 10. This was Eddie Murphy when he was really funny and prevalent in comedy, which he would never make it today. He'd be canceled so fast it wouldn't even be funny. But here's Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Saturday Night Live, 1984. Enjoy.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful neighbor, neighbor. Would you be mad? Won't you be mad? Won't you be my neighbor? Hello, boys and girls. You know, Christmas is a special time in Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. It's a time for giving. And look what Mr. Landlord gave me. It's an eviction notice. Well, that's why Mr. Robinson has to wear this Santa Claus suit to sneak in and out of his building. But it just isn't a disguise, boys and girls. Because when I add this little kettle here, and when I add this little bell, it becomes a small business. Yes, Christmas is a season for giving and for taking. And with this little operation, I figure I'll be taking in about $300 or $400 a day. Oh, why must Christmas come but once a year? You know, another reason why Mr. Robinson likes Christmas so much, boys and girls, is because I have so much in common with Santa Claus. We both like to sneak into your house late at night. Only Mr. Santa Claus likes to leave things. Mr. Robinson prefers to take a few things every now and then. Let's see what I have for Christmas today. Ooh, look.
a little doll baby. Isn't it so cute, boys and girls? They're not worth a lot of money now, but through the miracle of modern science, Cabbage Patch dolls. Now they're worth a lot of cabbage. I could sell these to little stupid kids for about $50 each. $50 each. Can you believe that? Well, that's why I love Christmas. And that's today's word, boys and girls. Christmas. Do you know any other words that begin with X, boys and girls? How about X? Who could that be, boys and girls?
Robinson! Are you the guy that sold my kid a head of lettuce with a dress on it?
That reminds me of another word, boys and girls, that begins with X. Escape. Well, I'll see you later. And remember, tomorrow, tomorrow, I'll visit you tomorrow when you sound the sleep. Goodbye, boys and girls.
That was just plain silly. In 2022, people would be so offended, SNL would be removed in a heartbeat playing something like that. What's you getting for Christmas? An eviction notice in a ghetto? Just plain silly. Amazing how far we've come and everybody is such a snowflake these days. Well, with that, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, enjoy some time with your family and friends. Enjoy some time off. Since the rest of us Christians have a wonderful holiday that we look back and we enjoy each other's presence. With that, again, keep looking for the elusive truth. We love you all, and Larry will be with us next week. I promise that. He has been dying to get back on the show, but one thing after another leads to time away. Thank you, take care, and God bless.